Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome in. Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Welcome into Monday morning. Looks like a sunny day. We've had plenty of rain over the weekend. But it looks to be a great week, and spring, if not summer, is definitely here. Dude number two, Mr. Clayton Harris, how are you?
Doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, has not yet joined us. Or maybe doing. I was eager to hear how the Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble went last Friday. Mr. York played in it. He was sponsored by Ron Hart, and his team was. And, of course, the Dorothy Campbell Golf Tournament is in memory of Dorothy Campbell, who worked out there in the office at Central High School for over 50 years and made a big difference in the lives of faculty and students out there. And so they've founded it, an endowment in her name, and the Dorothy Campbell Golf Scramble was held last Friday to raise funds for that endowment.
Yeah, I heard it was a success, and I also heard that a member of Mr. York's group won the closest to the pin contest.
Okay.
They shot 9 under and 18 under one. On these handicap events, usually a preacher wins.
All right, Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you today, Ron?
I'm in Chattanooga. Rainy Chattanooga. So it's sunny there, so it may be coming this way.
Yeah, we've got some sunshine this morning, but it seems like the last few days we've had about equal parts sunshine and rain most days. So.
Speaking of golf, Ron, how was your Wednesday golf?
It was great. It was great. We raised $350,000 for the U.S. Senior Amateur, which is coming to the Honors in August. Anybody loves golf, come over. I think it's pretty much free to watch the best seniors in the country play, 50 and above U.S. Senior Amateur. And we've got the U.S. Amateur coming back, U.S. Women's Amateur coming back. So the Honors is very much based on, you know, amateur golf. Obviously, Mr. Lupton, who founded it, that was his mandate to focus on amateur golf, and it's been good. Course got redone, and we're ready to go.
There we go. All right, regular special guest dude on Monday. 25 years my colleague in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville, veteran of many wars, both domestic and foreign, Mike Roden. How are you?
Good morning, America. How are you?
All right. What, Mike, you want to talk about the governor of South Dakota's dog?
Well, look, that was, kind of that story broke last week, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it last Monday. Y'all might have talked about it, the rest of the week. But what has interested me, I don't know if you saw her interview on Face the Nation yesterday or saw the clip of it. I heard about it. I don't watch Face the Nation, but I heard about it later in the afternoon, and I went online, played the clip, and then I went online and read the transcript to see if it was as bad as I thought it was watching it, and it was worse, I thought. And she just keeps digging a hole for herself, at least in my opinion. She just, keeps trying to defend herself on this, and to me, I grew up on a farm. I think I talked about this last week. I grew up on a farm. We, had farm animals. I understand the rural culture is different from us city folk, but this is not a rural versus city thing, And again, I haven't read her book. Right. And she said, hang on, let me finish. I haven't read her book. She says it's going to be edited because she has the error there about meeting Kim Jong-un, which she now admits she didn't do. She still is equivocating on this. She keeps saying during that Face the Nation interview that she met many world leaders, but and went to the DMZ, I believe she's alleged that she says that in the interview. But she did seem to indicate that she was going to take out the part when it finally goes to press about meeting Kim Jong-un, because that that was not true. Now, she did the audio version of the book, I understand, already, and so she would have read the book in doing the audio version, so it seemed like she would have known then that that was that needed to be taken out in any event. But she made the comment that she tried to compare her situation to that of President Biden with his dog Commander, and that Commander had been supposedly, I assume to be true, had bitten some Secret Service agents, and they took him back.
Six of them.
Six of them. Times. 20. Well, I've never heard that double digits before. Yesterday was the first time I ever heard double digits.
Depends on where you get your news, I guess.
Right? Well, it depends on when you get. Yeah, I think that is absolutely true. I wish we could get our news from the same sources, but we don't in this country. But regardless of how many Secret Service agents Commander bit, they took him back to Delaware. I haven't heard anything further about that. I assume he's living a happy life there at the Biden home in Delaware. They didn't take him to a gravel pit and shoot him. You know, and look, again, this is not a rural versus city folk thing. We never shot dogs on the farm, you know. And if
she willing to do an abortion up to 9 months, right?
She what now?
Your party's willing to do abortion up to 9 months. So how do you delineate the two?
Oh, please.
That's not true.
No, that's not. It is not true. It is not true.
8 months, 4 months, 6 months at all.
Okay.
Delineate the difference.
All right. You're changing the topic. We can talk about abortion later. You're changing the topic. Let's stay on this woman. Let's stay on this woman who's a liar, who is cruel, who is not as nearly as smart as she thinks she is. Actually, she's the perfect running mate for Donald Trump. So I really, 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 really hope he picks her as his vice presidential nominee, because I think she will probably beat Sarah Palin as the worst VP pick in American history.
Maybe Kamala Harris, who went to the DMZ and said the United States has a strong alliance with the Republic of North Korea. Kamala Harris.
I've never read
and
that.
Now
quote.
You guys are telling us the Democratic Party is not for abortion up until.
No, I didn't say. No, look.
Now you're not
for abortion? No, look. Well, all right.
Wow.
Let's pause a minute.
Pete Buttigieg did a great comment on late-term abortion. Late-term abortion is something that scares people, but it rarely, rarely, rarely happens. When there is a need for a late-term abortion. Let me finish. When there is a need for a late-term abortion, that family, something has gone terribly wrong in that pregnancy. That family already has probably a name picked out. They have colors picked out. They have a nursery prepared. Something has gone terribly wrong with that pregnancy. And that's so. This isn't just, you know, silly women who decide in the ninth month they don't want a baby. That doesn't happen. Okay, so this thing about wanting abortion up until the ninth month, that's ridiculous.
Well, then how come Democrats have a total meltdown when 15-week abortion period is...
Because you're drawing a line where a line is between the woman and her doctor and her family and her faith.
All right, we're back. Mr. Jim York has joined us. Dude number one. Good morning, Mr. York.
Good morning. Good morning. Lovely discussion.
Now you know Ron is a woman and her dog.
Well, you're the one that changed the topic, Ron. I wanted to talk about Christine Noem.
It's a logical extension of what you're saying. All of a sudden, you're clutching your pearls about a country person shooting their dog. My dad shot a rabid dog. In my car, I mentioned that. I think he shot another dog.
A rabid dog is different. There was never any discussion about this dog being rabid. She shot this dog because it was of no use to her anymore. She tried to train it. It wasn't trainable as a hunting dog. It wasn't trainable as a
dog trainer.
Seeing the way he was biting other dogs. I don't know. People have a different view of dogs. I mean, that's you know.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Some people probably
no doubt about it. She won't be vice president, so just relax.
Yeah, I hope she understand. Is. I hope she's the nominee. I really do.
Democrats are so triggered by the governor of South Dakota who. You know, talk about a backwater, and she's got no chance of being a vice presidential
This would have been a story that had already blown over if she hadn't gone on Face the Nation yesterday and lied about several things. And brought up Commander. I mean, apparently she wants to, the quote was, Commander, get ready to meet Cricket. In other words, she's going to shoot Commander.
Let her go back to South Dakota. I mean, you know
the liability of a dog that bites everybody. I mean, there's a huge amount of liability. 26 times,
you might. I had to put a dog down because he bit two people, and then I went after a little kid. You know, the kids, they think they're size, almost bit him in the kid in the face. I had to put him down, not with a pistol.
Was, I mean, until this came up, until the controversy came up. Yeah, until
put
the
muzzle on him.
Until the controversy, hang on, until the controversy came up, though, and again, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I don't remember any discussion about the fact that the dog was biting people. It was biting other dogs. He was being aggressive, not to people. It's only after this has become a controversy that she's brought in, oh, he was scaring my children. I'm a mother. I had to protect my children. That's a late addition to this story.
Why is the governor of South Dakota such a threat?
She's not a threat, but she was very high on. She went to Mar-a-Lago. Apparently, she's still on the list because she went to Mar-a-Lago last weekend.
She paid $1 million too.
Anybody who truly understands Trump knows that she's not the one.
No, Trump wants somebody who will not attract attention to themselves because all the attention has to go to Donald Trump.
That's not what he's looking at.
He wants someone who will be his lapdog. He doesn't want someone who will ever stand up to him on anything because he wants to be a dictator.
There's illustration A for somebody who totally doesn't understand Trump.
Oh, we understand him very well.
We understand him real well.
Did you read the Time Magazine article?
Why would I read Time Magazine?
Oh, well, see, there you go. See?
He finally got on the cover of
Time Magazine. Good for him.
He's had one in his Mar-a-Lago estates fake for
this is what
years.
He said. This is what he said in the Time Magazine article. To carry out the deportation operations that he wants to remove more than 11 million people from the country, Trump said that he would be willing to build migrant detention camps and deploy U.S. military border, both at the border and inland. He would let red states monitor women's pregnancies and prosecute those who violate abortion bans. He would, at his personal discretion, withhold funds appropriated by Congress. He would be willing to fire a U.S. attorney who doesn't carry out his order to prosecute someone, breaking with the tradition of independent law enforcement that dates from America's founding.
Yeah, Merrick Garland wasn't told to prosecute Trump.
Yeah, right.
He took that and it was too hot for him. He didn't want the appearance of impropriety. He gave it to a special prosecutor, which is the right thing to do.
Don't even try that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the truth. Why shouldn't I try that? That is the truth.
He's of course, you're going to get
fire a U.S. attorney.
He wants to pardon every one of his supporters who attacked the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Not just the people who attacked law enforcement. I mean, not just the people who walked in, but also the people who attacked law enforcement officers.
He said the national anthem at his rallies to begin with.
Yeah, he might not.
How anti-patriotic that is, and anti-law enforcement that is.
He said he might not. He said he might not come to the aid of an ally that was attacked in Europe or Asia if he felt that country wasn't paying enough for its own defense.
Okay, I mean, my God, you know all these things
again. You're right. If you want all these things, vote for Donald Trump. But there are millions and millions and millions, and I predict more than enough to win the Electoral College who do not want this. We do not want to live in an authoritarian dictatorship.
College campuses breaking in, breaking windows.
Well, that's another topic. We can talk about that. But again, you're changing the topic. You're changing the topic. But I want to talk about the threat to democracy presented by this man.
Democracy. That's just a stupid statement.
Mike, you trigger our audience more than anybody who appears on here.
Good. They should be triggered. They should listen to this because they're being misled.
They should listen to the truth, Del. They should listen to the truth.
The people who want you to listen to the truth are the ones who want to be dictators.
Yeah, he tries to stifle the press. He tries to mess with Twitter. That's the Democrat Party. You
all right.
Well, threat to democracy.
Where are we?
Twitter seems to be
Twitter, or whatever
it's called these days, is not doing well. Nobody's interfered with it at all.
Good job, Mike. Tell the truth.
And that's just, I don't want this show to evolve into that garbage.
Parks, Motor Sales is Middle Tennessee's home for the best GMC vehicles on the market. Visit Parks at 919 Nashville Highway and test drive truck favorites like the GMC Sierra or Canyon. Or try a popular SUV like the GMC Acadia or Terrain. Parks also has a wide variety of certified pre-owned vehicles for every need. At ParksMotorsales.com, you'll see an extensive inventory, their latest deals, and servicing options. Shop Parks Motor Sales once and you'll agree. Parks GMC. We are professional grade.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the garbage man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Tui from the Dr. Gale Center. Has your back been bothering you for years? Can't play golf, pick up the grandkids, garden, or walk your dog? Tried everything and nothing works? Call the Dr. Gale Center. We have successfully helped tens of thousands of people in Middle Tennessee, and you could be next. Call 615-794-0800 and ask about our $49 special. That's 615-794-0800, because back pain doesn't need to be a way of life. Call me, painfree.com.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Sue Fox. Are you looking for a swimming pool for all seasons? Whether you want to lose weight or just give yourself much-needed therapy, water therapy is the perfect non-stress exercise for the body. Come to Fox & Company Salon and Day Spa and indulge in our heated lap pool, jacuzzi, and dry sauna. Just bring a swimsuit, towel, indoor footwear, and a friend. Call Fox & Company Salon and Day Spa today at 381-1773 or stop by 1211 Hatcher Lane for a tour. Oh, wait. Ask about our new chair yoga sessions.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
Delta County. I'm dude number three. It's a lovely Monday morning. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delta. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Delta. Good morning, everybody.
Mr. York, tell us about the golf scramble Friday.
Man, I appreciate Ron sponsoring my team. We had, and Ron, I gave you some bad numbers. Actually, that's a par 70 course, and the winner had a minus 16, and my team had a minus 9. But it was a tough day. Appreciate that. Good golf day, though, all in all.
A lot of people turned out.
The weather started off bad, then it cleared up, and we had a good time. Nice turnout. And the first Friday in May next year, we'll do it again.
All right. Did you raise some money for the Dorothy Campbell Foundation?
Oh, yeah, they raised a healthy portion. I'd have to check with Christy Smith to see what the total was, but she did a fantastic job coordinating it.
Somebody told me one of your team members got the closest to the pin award.
Oh, yeah. Willie Jones. I play with him often. He got closest to the pin on a par 3.
All right. So everybody had a good time, and it was good.
Burgers were good.
All right.
My play could have been better because we missed a whole bunch of putts that should have went in, you know, lipped out and stuff like that.
Right. All right.
Well, thanks again, Ron, for your generosity.
Glad they raised some money for it. Yeah. She was listening to our show one day about this whole thing. I think she passed an afternoon, didn't she, Clayton?
I'm sorry. What was that, Ron? I couldn't.
And she was listening to the lady y'all honored. Was listening to the show when we were doing this, and she passed that afternoon, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, unfortunately, she passed away very recently.
57 years at one location. That's a long time, folks.
That is. Yeah, and by all the accounts of her, the difference that she made to faculty and students out there over those years, it was obviously tremendous. They talk about the things she did, the way she helped people, the way she was kind to people. Her legacy is incredible, and this foundation is to commemorate that legacy.
Yeah.
True educator. Yeah. All right, folks. Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Mike Roden, 25 years, my colleague in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Nashville. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Still weeping, right, Mike?
I've calmed down. I've had some coffee now. I've calmed down a bit. Hello, everybody.
She was not on stage at Mar-a-Lago, I found out. So she's definitely going to be VP, so don't worry about that.
Okay. She didn't pay $1 million, right? You had to pay a million to get on stage.
I heard that she was there.
But they were all VP candidates. JD Vance were up there, and and a few others up there. But she's not just in the doghouse. She's in the gravel pit right now for the Republican Party.
The gravel pit is the new train station, I hear.
You had to pay $1 million to even get on stage, though, didn't you?
Was the governor?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You want to talk about the Obama one up in D.C., up in New York? And
they all raised money.
They raised money. You know, I mean, just to get on stage for $1 million, that seems kind of crazy.
Was Burgum there? Okay. Was Burgum there at
Mar-a-Lago? You don't have to do it. That's the great thing about America.
Was Burgum there, the North Dakota?
Yeah, okay. I think he was. I like Jim, actually. I think he's a kind of a. He's not a small state that they're going to carry anyway. So J.D. Vance has been from Ohio, probably has a lead for somewhere in the swing state. But I like Burgum. I think he's a reasonable person.
My prediction is Burgum. My prediction is Burgum. But, you know, the state thing, it's not as prevalent as it used to be in picking. You know, I think Bill Clinton kind of broke that mode when he picked another Southerner, Al Gore, because it's more the message. You know, like are you checking off a demographic? Are you trying to attract a certain, you know, group of people? States are still important, obviously, if you can put a state in play. But has that ever worked out, really? I mean, did Lloyd Benson help Dukakis win Texas? No. You know, so I don't know.
I don't know who it's again. It's not going to be whoever Benson is.
Pence might go run again.
I don't think you'll pick Pence.
Y'all don't understand Trump at all.
Well,
and so none of these people are going to be.
I agree with the Duck.
Trump doesn't understand himself.
I agree, Duck, that we don't understand it because it just blows our minds why people are still supporting him. But I would respectfully say, and this will be the last thing I'll say on this topic.
Well, according to the polls, majority.
I would respectfully say that y'all don't understand why we are both despise him and are afraid of him. Because we firmly believe, you can mock it if you want to, but we firmly believe he represents a threat to our democracy. Because the things that come out of his very mouth,
And other countries see that also, Mike. Other countries see the same thing that we see.
Yes, our allies are very afraid of him coming back. So that should tell us something.
Guy who's corrupt in the Biden family?
Oh, please. Hey, Jeff, why don't you change the topic?
Corrupt.
Barack Biden is not corrupt.
He's not corrupt.
I mean, there are allegations that they've been investigating.
How's that impeachment? Right. How's that impeachment working out for you? How's that impeachment inquiry working out for you?
I don't know what they did on the impeachment thing.
Because they came up with a big fat nothing. That's why.
How about y'all's impeachment process? 2 or 3 or 4 times? Trump makes a phone call, y'all impeach him? Tie the whole country up?
Okay, we're not going to relitigate that.
January 6th was a sham. Y'all's committee was a sham.
Oh,
January 6th was a sham.
That's been better than on that.
January 6th, the committee was a sham? Okay.
All right, y'all.
Listen,
this is getting pretty.
If you want to believe that, that's fine. But I think you'll be surprised.
It's pretty wide-ranging.
Understand their passion, Mike, because they took a position, and nobody wants to say, I took a bad position. And things are dishing out that's getting worse and worse for the extreme right.
Dream on.
Can we move on? Let's move on. We got some good people here.
You can't ever listen to anything. So delineate the difference between the Arab Spring break going on right now, the tearing up campuses, occupying buildings, ripping things apart, police, and January 6th. What's the difference there?
They're not stopping a procedure, federal procedure, for one
They're
thing.
They're stopping graduations.
That's not a federal procedure. That's not a constitutional procedure.
All right, folks. All right. Somebody who works here at Kennedy Broadcasting and is always up to something interesting and worthwhile. Taft Ayers, good morning, man.
Good morning, Delk. Thanks for having me in here, man. It's neat to walk around all the time, the front porch, to go upstairs and downstairs, but to jump in today with what we have going on is very exciting. I'm going to kick it over to Paul Goldsmith, a board member at the Well Outreach.
I love it. You know, as former Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill used to say, all politics is local, and that's what we are today. We are local. There's so many things on the news we can't do anything about. We can can argue our point of view very spiritedly, very passionately, but I think this is something Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, everybody in between can agree on.
Yes,
if there's hungry children in our community, we ought to feed them. And here's a way we can do that through the Well Outreach. It's, you know, been in Spring Hill for a number of years now, but you may not know they opened a second location recently in Mount Pleasant so they could feed more people from Columbia and Mount Pleasant and the surrounding areas. That's exactly what's happening. But right now, there's a funding need. They need to stock the shelf so they can feed these people, these working mothers with children, these single mothers and elderly people that are on a fixed income come into the Well every single day, and the Well does their best to feed everybody that walks in. But there isn't enough resources. That's why we're here today on Front Porch Radio to ask you, if you want to get involved, you're passionate about, you know, public affairs and what's happening in the world, here's something where you can make a real impact in your world, in your community, in Spring Hill, in Columbia, in Mount Pleasant. And for $30, you can feed an entire family for a week. And right now, up until 9 o'clock, your money will be doubled. So every gift given here before 9 o'clock will have double the impact. Your $30 becomes $60, your $100 would become $200, or your leadership gift of $1,000 would become $2,000. How many families can we help feed here? Just had a Mother's Day, is on Sunday. Heads up, guys. And there's a lot of moms praying for a miracle on what they can feed their kids. You can be an answer to that mother's prayer. Let me give you the phone number. This is a local number. There's volunteers at the Well right now standing by. Here's the number. 615-439-2921. That's 615-439-2921 to give local and help feed hungry kids and families in need here in Southern Middle Tennessee. You can also give online at thewelloutreach.org, and I encourage you to do it right now because you'll have double the impact. Shelly Sasson is the Well it's CEO, and she's here today to tell us about what's happening with this new Mount Pleasant location.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. Yes, The Well is a local food ministry here. And for years and years, we've been in Spring Hill. We have no geographic boundaries. So anyone in need could come to us. And we have a food pantry. It's set up like a grocery store. They shop. They get the food that they need. What we've been having difficulty with, though, is the rising need in our area. Over the last couple of years, The Well has doubled. The numbers of families went up from 7,000 families served a year to 13,000 families served last year. This year, we are going to serve 20,000 families. And so to do that, we had to build a second food pantry, a food pantry that walks alongside those in need, that helps the brokenhearted and offers dignity and honor, kindness and compassion. Right now, as Paul said, for $30, we can serve a local hurting family. And that's the thing that people always ask me is, who do we serve at The Well? I'm here to tell you that we are serving business owners, you know, who've lost their businesses. We're serving families who one of the caretakers has lost their job, or individuals, you know, going through a time of illness or crisis. We can make a difference. We have a saying at The Well, it takes a community to feed a community. And we'd love to invite our community in today to help The Well.
And Shelly, one thing you talk about is there's this concept known as a benefit cliff. And this is a political issue. Really, it is. There are working single parents, mostly moms, but some working dads as well. And they've got their kids. They want to make a better life for themselves. So they go get a job and their benefits are cut off and they have to choose between paying the rent and buying groceries. You hear these stories every day.
Yes. Yeah, The Well has an Our Chance program. So not only do we try to provide food support, but we try to provide a family coaching initiative to walk alongside those families to move them out of poverty. So any gift given today will support not just the food support, but also this other program.
That's incredible. Solutions to local issues and feeding local families and helping to lift them out of poverty so they won't continually to have this need. But it starts with your phone call right now and have double the impact only for the next 20 minutes. Your giving will be doubled. $30 feeds one family, but for the next 20 minutes, it'll feed two. Maybe you could give $100, become 200, or your $500 gift to become 1,000. Not everybody can do that gift, but if that's for you, be a leader today. Step up and give $1,000 and make it 2,000. The number to call is 615-439-2921. That's 615-439-2921 or thewelloutreach.org.
Yeah, Paul, one of the things we three dudes like to get on and trash talk each other and have a big time, and we generally have fun doing it. But one thing that we like to do as often as we can is come together on something we can all agree on. And absolutely, we can all agree that the Well Outreach is a much-needed service to this Southern Middle Tennessee community, and it's really exciting that you've got that Mount Pleasant location open now. You're covering the north and the south side of the county. Three dudes and all dudes can agree that the Well is a wonderful thing to have.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Art Deco period jewelry is classic, and we carry some beautiful rings, necklaces, and earrings. Art Deco fashion was one of the major artistic influences in the 1920s and 30s. The look has endured till today. Stop by Tillis Jewelry and see for yourself our collection of engagement rings to beautiful necklaces. I'm sure we'll find a special piece just for you.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Don't camp out waiting for a home repair. Keep your home running all summer during Hiller's Happy Camper Month. This month only, enjoy no interest financing for 24 months with equal payments on select home systems and upgrades. Or take advantage of our $99 drain cleaning special. Don't miss out on these big summer savings. Visit happyhiller.com today. Happy OB or the services for
the Happy Face Truck today.
Call 844-567-6110 for details about credit costs and terms. For new accounts, the APR for purchases is 28.99%, subject to credit approval.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224. This is Del Kennedy from Porch Radio. Today I'm at Foodland in beautiful downtown Columbia, Tennessee. Foodland is your hometown grocery, and Miles Johnson is your hometown grocer. They've got a new circular out with specials that will run through next Tuesday, May the 7th. Miles, tell us what's going on at Foodland this week.
Well, this week we have ground chuck, $3.99 a pound, Vidalia onion, 3-pound bag, $2.49 each, 24-pack Niagara drinking water, 3 for $9, Food Club cheese, 5 for $10, Kingsford charcoal, $8.99 a piece, and Coca-Cola 24-packs, $11.99.
And that's just a sampling of the many specials this week at Foodland running in the circular, which you can get in your newspaper, or you can get a copy at the front door of Foodland. And Miles, I'm noticing y'all are redoing the place, putting new flooring in. It's bright, it's clean. What's going on here?
Oh yeah, we finally got the new floors in, highly requested. By the end of this week, the whole store will have new floors.
Amazing. What a great place. Hometown grocery, hometown grocer, folks. Foodland, downtown Columbia, Tennessee.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
All right. Welcome back. Three Dudes with a View. My name is Delk Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Dale. Good morning, everybody out there.
Good morning. And a couple of regular special guest dudes. First of all, Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Hang on a second.
And Mike Roden, my colleague, 25 years in the U.S. Attorney's Office. We had offices next door to each other and worked on many cases, or other times just drank coffee and solved the world's problems.
That's
good
right.
Morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody. We were a great team.
There we go. All right, folks. Talking about world peace and agreement, down at the Ole Miss over the weekend, the pro-Palestinian protesters all got out there and did their thing, waved Palestinian flags, and then the Ole Miss kids got out there on the other side of the protest line. The police were keeping them apart. You see in the photos with barricades. But they found agreement, and they both...
That was the University of Alabama.
Oh, it was Alabama. Yeah. They broke out in both sides chanting F Joe Biden.
it's bringing people together. That's
world peace. Yeah, world peace.
Something we all can agree on.
Yep. Something everybody can agree on. Well, let's go, Brandon. Yep, exactly.
Which, by the way, the left has incorporated that. We're calling him Dark Brandon. Whenever he does something great, we call it Dark. It's Dark Brandon because he really triggers you guys. But we've embraced it just as we did the Obamacare. Obamacare, you know, was something that the right used as a slur against the ACA, and we kind of adopted it. So it's the same thing with Brandon. We've adopted that and turned it around.
It was funny. Many people didn't know the difference between ACA and Obamacare.
Oh, yeah. Mike. People say, oh, I love the ACA. I hate Obamacare.
But yeah. All for ACA.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Gee, if you give somebody else's money, they're always for you.
Okay.
Yep, you got a point, Rob.
40 million people.
Now you were talking about you were talking about the campus protest. There was one at Ole Miss as well, in which there were counter protesters. One of the students, I understand, has been who was one of the counter protesters, was making a racist slur to some of the protesters. I will not repeat it on the air, but he was doing that, and he has been banned from his fraternity. So there was some consequences for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look, here's the deal. When you're young and you're in college, usually on your parents' dime, you get passionate about things, and you may not know everything about the topic, but you, by George, you're passionate about it. And that's the time to kind of get out. Peaceful protest, that's awesome. That's great.
Universal agreement.
I think we all agree with that. We all agree with that. I think we can all agree that when things turn ugly and violent, that's bad. And you know, so I think that's what and a lot of time it's the outsiders coming in that are causing the problems.
These were able to find peaceful agreement. Joe Biden, yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
The college campuses, y'all have to realize, are research fields.
Absolutely.
They are research fields where kids and young people are learning what standards are, what the norms are. And yes, they're going to venture off path every now and then.
Listen to this little sampling of federal funding of universities in 2023. Columbia, $1.2 billion. Penn, $955 million. NYU, $805 million. Yale, $776 million. And this is all just in 2023, folks. Cornell, $736 million. Harvard, $676 million. UT Austin, $645 million. And the list goes on. This is why our universities are woke. The federal government's paying them to be woke. And the whole system's broken.
Them to be woke.
And at the same time that, you know, Columbia or Yale are getting $776 million a year, they're still charging $70,000 a year to send a student to college there.
Tuition is out of control. There's no doubt about that.
And, and we can do a breakdown. I mean, here's... You're right, Mike. I don't understand the loony left at all, but, you know, this...
You used to be left, Dale. You don't understand?
No. That party left me.
Duck was a moderate. I think Duck was a moderate.
That party left me.
He was a moderate. He wasn't stream left.
You know, if they're private universities, the government shouldn't be giving them money. And the also article of faith is if you're a Democrat politician, Schumer, Pelosi, you're going to get your kids in an Ivy school no matter what. So you look around all these Ivy League admissions. Of the Democrat politicians is very high, so that's another deal that they do. But $1 billion is way too much, and we're also
if you're a senator,
I have a question.
34,000 total students at Columbia.
Would we be a better country without universities producing what they produce, or would we be a worse country if they didn't?
Starting to wonder. There was a time when, yes, that's the answer, yes, it's better. But I think now they've gone too far, and it's just they're indoctrination factories. They're not education factories. I just don't see the value add. Even Goldman Sachs.
You're mad because it's not your indoctrination. MBA. I think you're mad because it's not your indoctrination. You want to indoctrinate them with your ideas.
No, I just want to tell the facts.
I think we should have all ideas being presented to kids and let them decide for themselves. Well, and that's what college is supposed to be.
Mike, they're not. You think they don't let Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham, they yell them off a campus? Well, you think all thoughts are allowed on campus?
Well, when you're young, you tend to be a little bit more liberal. That is true. I mean, the famous Winston Churchill quote about that. When you're young, you tend to be a little bit more liberal. But obviously, there are a lot of conservatives on campus, and they have the right to speak
up. A lot of conservatives?
They're on campus? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well,
look at 5-10%, I'd say.
Oh, no. Come on.
Probably
come
more
on.
Than that. But
your top Republicans, DeSantis and all them, went to Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
Cotton. All of them went to
the military academy. I think then you're right. Yeah, some of them come out of there, no doubt about it. They're not teaching there. We're talking about faculty.
They don't have to teach, but they went there to get a foundation.
The Ivy colleges are somehow equal, conservative and liberal.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it was equal. But it's like we were talking about federal workers. You know, federal workers maybe lean left, more lean left than the populace at whole. Maybe that's and it's the same thing with the academia. Academics, academia is what I'm trying to say. People who lean left tend to go into those professions, whereas people who lean right tend to go into your professions where you make a lot of money. And that's great.
People that come out of the academic institutions, you have to please a professor, right? So to please a professor, you have to kind of match your ideology.
Well, how would you solve
that? These kids are molded to match their ideology. You can tell interviewing these kids on campus, A, they know very little about the issue.
Well,
two,
I went
they're
to
kind
a very...
of told to do it. And they're trying to please a professor or two.
Okay.
Or three, they say, okay, here's a pamphlet, or go talk to the organizer. Their pamphlets are handed out to them, tell them how to organize. I wish they were free thinkers enough to be able to do it on their own and have a cohesive sentence they could put together on the matter. But they're all out there just trying to be a part of some sort of movement that they're told they should be a part of. Professors are all over this thing. So, I mean, I love the right to protest. Absolutely. I think there's a tendency to conflate being against the war in Israel with being anti-Semitic. That's
correct.
Not fair.
You're absolutely
you can
correct.
Be against the, you can be against the war in Israel in Gaza and not be anti-Semitic.
And you know,
there are Jewish students that are protesting too, right alongside Palestinian students.
Because you can hold two thoughts in your head at the same time. You can support Israel, support their right to exist, support the right to wipe out the Hamas, who is trying to wipe them out. Have we lost everybody? Everybody still there?
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Yeah.
It went black for there for a minute. But you can believe all that and believe in their right to stamp out Hamas. But you can also think, as I do and many do, that the way Netanyahu is going about it is wrong. He is being very callous and careless as to innocent civilians. And so you can
He's
hold those two thoughts at the same time. You can have those two thoughts at the same time.
Well, it's on Biden, who's pretty much beholden to you know, a lot of the money. I mean, he might as well come out and say, you know, instead of anti-Semitism, he should say Michigan voters. I mean, that's what this is all about. I'll guarantee after the election, if he wins, this will change, because the Jewish community has been both the financial and intellectual capital of the Democrat.
Well, there's too much money in politics
time.
On both
He's
sides.
Alienating a lot of those people in this endeavor. But he wants those votes in Dearborn, Michigan. He wants to, there's a lot more Muslims than there are Jews, and he knows that in terms of votes in America.
Well, he should mediate his position, because you don't give people an unconditional support and then they go and do whatever they want to, and then won't listen to your advice.
He's trying to thread a needle. It's a needle that needs to be threaded, and I think he's doing his best job as anybody can.
Leading to world peace, F. Joe Biden, standing by both sides. All right, let's get back to... Let's get back to talking about something good. Paul Goldsmith, what's going on?
Hey, Duck, this is something we can all agree on. Feeding hungry kids in our community.
Absolutely.
In our backyard here in Columbia, in Mount Pleasant, in Spring Hill, Tennessee. The Well Food Outreach is doing just that every day, but they have a need. And we wanted to let you know here in our community that you can help. And right now, just for the next, 3 minutes, where's time gone? Before 9 o'clock, your giving will be doubled. So let me tell you how you can do that, because $30 will help feed an entire family for a week, thanks to the resourcefulness of the Well. And so how many families can you help? Your $30 becomes $60, your $100 would become $200, your $1,000 would become $2,000. Here's the number to call, but you have to do it quick here in the next 3 minutes. 615-439-2921. That's 615-439-2921, or thewelloutreach.org. And I understand one of the dudes is accepting the challenge.
That's right. Ron Hart. Thank you so much, sir.
No problem. $1,000 on your way mailed today. So who's matching? Who's doing the matching?
Shelley?
Yeah. So I'm going to use yours as a match to raise other money, is what we're hoping to do.
Incredible.
So that would be wonderful.
Wow,
thank you so much. So you are being the inspiration for others. And right now we know we're going to be serving 7,000 additional families this year, and we can only do it if we can raise that money. Thank you so much. $30 to feed a local family in need.
Okay, 2 minutes remain. Thewelloutreach.org, or call this number. It'll only take a couple of minutes of your time. It'll be the best phone call you make all week to come to the aid of local kids that would go hungry otherwise. Help feed these kids through the Well Outreach. 615-439-2921. That's 615-439-2921. 2921 to help feed local families in need. We call it the Good Neighbor Program. You're literally being a good neighbor to neighbors in need. You might not know they have a need and their pantries are empty. The moms are praying for a solution for their kids. You can help. 615-439-2921.
World peace, y'all. Support the will.